So how are we going to do this? Well, the first way I did this years ago is I created a product called Personal Power. You probably saw it on TV because I obliterated the airwaves with it, and I was on television every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day for more than 10 years consistently, somewhere in North America, the United States or Canada. That's an actual statistic. And so 35 million of my tapes and CDs went out there, and people used them to change their lives. And the greatest gift of my life today is every day of my life, no exaggeration, my friend, every day, I have people come up to me, and some days it's a dozen or more, some days it's two or three, but I don't miss a day if I'm in the public, and people tell me about how this work has changed their life. And usually say, you know, thanks, coach. And if they say, you did it, I always remind them, no, you did it. And I was just there as a good friend, kind of reminding you of what you already know, because learning is remembering. You know, Socrates said that centuries ago, and it's the truth. You know this stuff, but when do we take the time for ourselves to actually focus on it? So I'm your excuse to focus on you and give yourself the gifts you deserve. I'm no special guy. I just spent years doing this stuff, just like whatever you're doing. I'm sure you've mastered it. If you've done it for years and every day you held yourself to a higher standard, I'm sure you can teach me in that area. So thank you for the privilege of letting you share my point of view here. And by the way, you don't have to agree with everything I say. I don't expect it. I'm not here to be your guru. You know, take what makes sense to you and use it. What you don't, say, guy's nuts, and throw it away. But know that whatever is here that's valuable, you got to act on. You got to follow through on. So how do we get ourselves to do that? Well, with Personal Power, I created a 30-day program. And that program has gotten results from people, as I say, all over the earth. And it's pretty famous. And you may even know somebody that's used it. Maybe that's one of the reasons you picked up this program. Maybe you didn't see an infomercial. Maybe a friend said, you got to do this. Well, however you got here, why did I change it? Well, I'll tell you why. I started doing focus groups, and the product was still selling like crazy, and I thought, I want to reach even more people. Who are we missing? Instead of saying, wow, look how successful we are, how do we get to people we're not reaching? And we do these focus groups, and they'd say, well, do you not believe that, you know, Tony Robbins is real? And the majority of the time they said, no, I believe he's sincere. I believe he's a real guy. Do you not believe people get results? No, I'm sure those people got results. But, and then they'd say things like, you know, I just don't have the time. And I think, what do you mean the time? And they'd say, yeah, 30 days. I'd say, 30 days to change your whole life? Are you nuts? I mean, you're not worth that. It's not even a whole day. It's 45 minutes, an hour, maybe a day, 90 minutes, for God's sakes. I was frustrated thinking, God, these people really think this way, but we live in that nanosecond culture. Remember the old days you were taught that all this technology was going to transform the world and we're going to have all this free time? I don't know about you, but it hasn't worked out too well for me. I mean, most people got themselves a Palm Pilot so they can have their email wherever they are. They don't have to go home and sit on the computer. They can do it everywhere. They got their beeper. They got their cell phone. Many of these things are all put together with a camera and music simultaneously these days. I mean, we are constantly responding to the demands of the environment and rarely taking the time to decide what we really want. And whenever you react to stimulus, you're not in control. And when you're not in control, you're not going to stay happy. Because listen, a measure of your self-esteem comes down to one simple thing. Do you feel like you control events, or events are controlling you? And I'll tell you what, it's so easy to get sucked in. And I've done it myself, and I've done it even when I've known these tools. I mean, this is not something you figure out one time and then all of a sudden it's all perfect. It's like muscle. You don't get muscle by going to the gym once. You develop a system of working out on a regular basis. And after a while, working out is fun. I mean, you look forward to it. It's your time. Part of what I want to do in this very first tape is get you to commit to your time. You know, if there's anything missing in our lives, it's time with ourselves, thinking about not problems, but what we're grateful for, thinking about what we want, creating the plan to make it happen, creating the juice of our lives, stopping and taking in what already is great, because you can't build on failure, you can only build on success. But if you do that once in a while you feel pretty good. If you got a system for doing it, that's what will change your life. So part of what triggered me to do this is years ago, I said, you know, I got to have my hour of power. I got to have at least 15 minutes for fulfillment. I got to have that short time, the first time in the morning, to set myself up for success, because rarely does a great idea interrupt you. You know, rarely does beauty just suddenly surround you and engulf you. You have to stop and notice and appreciate it. You got to seek it out. You got to schedule it. You know, everybody talks about things, and I tell people when they plan their life, I said, you know, talk's cheap. You talk about it, it's a dream. When you start to envision things, it gets exciting. When you start to get a plan, it's possible. But when you schedule it, it's real. So part of the power of this Get the Edge program, and by the way, you're going to see, I snuck in, I gave you a bonus of the first week of Personal Power, and I'll explain that in a minute, why I did that. But part of the benefit of this is just having a simple system that you say, for a week, I'm going to do this. And if you do it for a week, I bet you'll do things like this for yourself ongoing. After a week, you're going to feel so different about your life. You're going to have so much momentum that you say, well, can I really change my life in a week? Of course. In fact, that's what made me say, okay, you can't do it in 30 days. I'll make it a week. You can do anything for a week, can't you? Come on, a week for yourself. So I thought, if I made it a week, can I really do it? And I thought, of course, because you know what? People say I have no time, and I think that's such a lie. We lie to ourselves so much. That's why we don't have what we want. Now, I've done it too. I'm not pointing fingers. But you can't lie to yourself and expect to have the truth be a part of your life and have success that comes from the truth. See, all change happens in a minute. You got to remember the power of a minute. In 1 minute, you could change everything in your life. In 1 minute, you can say, never again. Never, as the Jewish people have said in their country. They set a standard there, and they said, we will never go through a Holocaust again. It will never occur again. When a human being gets that point of never again, it takes a minute. In a minute, you can also do some other things. In a minute, you can look somebody in the eyes like you've never looked at them before. In a minute, you can hug somebody like you've never hugged them before. In a minute, you can say the words, I love you, and mean it at a level you've never meant it before. In a minute, you can say, I quit, or let's begin, or it's over, or I do. Think of the minutes of your life that have changed who you are. And I got to promise you, in these little boxes, we got a lot of minutes. We got a lot of them in here. Minutes, there's moments. Right at the point you think, this guy's insane, and I'm going to turn this off. You stay there a little bit. I can just tell you, because I've done it for years, it's different from somebody else. One phrase will wake something up inside you. I'm not going to give you anything. It's all inside you. But when it wakes up, baby, it is time to move, and I don't have to tell you that. It'll just happen. You'll suddenly say, this is it, no more, and it's kind of like that Pearl Harbor movie when, you know, you see them come diving down and the Admiral should be celebrating and they say, Admiral, we've got this great victory. And he says, oh, I fear we've awakened a sleeping giant. And inside of each of us is that giant. It's a giant of emotion because that's where it starts. It's the emotion. Emotions start wars, don't they? Emotions get you married or they get you divorced. Emotions make you have kids. Emotions make you break through the problems or give up. It just depends which emotions you decide to live with. So, how are we going to do it? Well, two options I'm going to give you. I created personal power, and so I decided, even though I said 7 days, to do two things. One is I went into the studio, and I wanted to take things and give you the best of what I've learned today. Because when I made personal power, frankly, you know, I was 28 years old. So, this many years later, I've lived a lot of life, and the world's changed. I mean, during that period of time, we watched the wall come down, communism disappear. You know, we've seen transformations in music and movies and the way we experience our lives. We've got the internet. People relate in a totally different way. Well, by the time you listen to this, they're probably cloning people, for God's sakes. You know, people say, that'd be great time management. I'd have some extra people to get the work done. No. Here's the point. During that same time, I've obviously made big changes in my life. I've learned a lot more about who I am. I've made some stupid mistakes, and I've had some enormous victories. Good stuff has come through me on a huge scale, and I've learned. And so, as a result, Get the Edge is a little longer than Personal Power. You say, how could it be longer? The Admiral is 30 days. Well, let me be specific. You can do this in 7 days. As you'll see, there's 7 days of program if you look at the program in front of you. This is day one. But what I did do is I made some workshops in here. Instead of just giving you some ideas and hopefully inspiring you and giving you a couple strategies and say, go do it, I actually stopped in the middle of a couple of these and said, let's walk through it together and do it while I'm here with you, as if I was coaching you one-on-one, as if I was physically there with you, like a trainer. So you can break those up. There's only a few, and you can do this one CD a day and do it for 10 straight days. Now, if you're a maniac, you could do this in a weekend, and if you're insane and on drugs, you could do it in a day and be completely overloaded. But I suggest 7 or 10 days. Pick one or the other. Now, having said that, let me give you one other piece. I also sent you as a bonus the first week of my personal power program. It's the most successful personal achievement program of all time. And I'm going to recommend you start with that after you're done with this tape. You say, well, why wouldn't I do that? Why wouldn't I get your first cutting edge stuff? Because, well, how to explain this is kind of interesting. I really believe that this whole reason you're here listening to this is because you're a person that wants an extraordinary quality of life, not a good life, right? And I'm sure that's true. You wouldn't still be listening. You would have shut me off a long time ago. The point of the matter is, if you want an extraordinary life, it has to be on your terms. It has to be what you call extraordinary, not somebody else's. But I can tell you there are two things you must master to have an extraordinary life, and most people rarely even master one of them. The first is you must master the science of achievement. And achievement is a science. How to go from where you are to where you want to be is a plan. It's a strategy. It's specific. If you want to do well financially and you're starting with nothing or you're starting with something, there are specific things you can do that if anybody does them, you will be financially independent in 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 years, certainly in a shorter period of time than you ever dreamed of, and it doesn't require gigantic risks. If you want to be physically fit, if you want to achieve a certain level of fitness, of health, of energy, if you want your body to look a certain way, that is a science. There are very specific things you do, and you'll have them. You want energy? I got a friend named Stu Middleman who ran 1,000 miles in 11 days, 85 miles a day, 2.5 marathons a day. You go, so what? He's a freak. What's this got to do with me? He wasn't even a runner. He went and studied some people in Central America, a group of Indians that once a year run 76 miles in one day for fun. He thought it was crazy. He wanted to study the psychology of it, and he found out there were laws of the body that if you practice these, your energy will explode. It'll go beyond anything you imagine. You're going to learn that while you're in this program. So there are laws for achievement. And I can tell you, I'm a kid from Azusa, if you know where that is, California. It's not a big, giant place. No knock to the city. It's just not a big, giant place. I don't have like some great role model that walked me through all this stuff. You know, I didn't have any money or background or unique education. What I had was one thing, just an enormous love of people, an enormous desire to serve, and an unwillingness to settle, and a massive amount of action. I don't know how you chunk those four things, but those are things that pushed me. And I just knew that there were answers out there, and I was willing to get them from everywhere. And I didn't want to hear the standard answer in the standard education. That's why I went to tapes and books and seminars. I just looked for anybody who was on the edge. Like, go find Stu. If you want to figure out how to have energy, that's what I did. Who's the most energetic man on earth? That's how I found him. I asked that question. I went and met him. I started interviewing. I figured out what he did, how he did it. I did the same thing, and my energy turned into this nonstop talking that's probably bugging you now. So let me slow down for a moment. The truth is, if you want to achieve, there are laws, and I don't care any area. And again, a kid from Azusa, I've had the privilege of, you know, making hundreds of millions of dollars, literally. I made $400 million in a day taking a company public. I've had the privilege of losing hundreds of millions of dollars also when stock prices changed. I've been able to sculpt my body. I've been able to raise 4 kids that I'm so proud of and love dearly and who are people that contribute to society in meaningful ways. You know, I've been able to find that connection with my creator that I embrace and I know is right for me. I'm sure you've either found the way or you'll find the way that's right for you. But there are laws. There are ways to do that. So why have I gone on and on about this? Well, we're going to teach you those laws, but the first thing that keeps you from using them is your conditioning. So we all got conditioning about why it can't be done. Or we got some bad habits, and those have to be changed. And they're conditioned. They're a part of you. They've been going on for years. And so personal power in that first week teaches you why you do what you do and how to change those things, how to change that conditioning so you get momentum. Because momentum is power. When you start to get momentum, it's like that little snowball starting to go down the hill. It starts to speed up to a point where all of a sudden it's got so much momentum, nothing will stop it. So personal power will get you started. And here's the other thing about it. It's short. The first session is like about an hour, but most of them are about 35, 40 minutes. So it'll get you going here initially and get you momentum. And I gave it to you, you know, as part of this program at no extra charge because I wanted you to get it. If you ever want to do the rest of the 30 days, you can call us and get it. But then here's what I want you to do. Come back here, and then what I want you to do is go through this process because this process is even more comprehensive, and it's about the following things. Today, we're going to establish a habit. I'm kind of telling you what we're going to do in the whole program so you understand the system, but we're going to establish a habit that if you make it a part of your life, I promise you, I guarantee you beyond a shadow of a doubt, you will be able to experience dreams that you never thought were possible. Joy that seemed like it was unsustainable, and you'll sustain it. A connection with people like you never thought was possible. Not because I'm so smart, because these are laws, and I've stolen all this by modeling people that are successful, and I've used it, and it works for me too, and it'll work for you. But also, then we're going to begin the process of actually figuring out anything in your life that you want to change and you haven't changed it, and we're going to take you through a 7-step process and do it. That's tomorrow. Once you go through the 7 steps, the changes will have begun. You will begin to make the big changes you want in your life. Then we're going to look at the area that for most people has the most pain, and a lot of people don't even pay attention to it because we get caught up in work or something else that's easier to deal with, and that's called relationships. And that doesn't just mean your intimate relationships. It means your kids. It means your workers, but certainly your intimate relationships. This is the area where there can be so much pain, even for people that have achieved. I promise you, at the end of those 2 CDs, you're going to have an experience of clarity about where you are, what you want to have, and you're going to have some tools that will create that joy in your life, either to attract the relationship you want or to recreate the relationship if you're already in it, or to make the decision to make a change if you're in a relationship where the two of you really aren't matched and it's not really appropriate long term. You'll have the courage to follow through on any of these things, to make it better or to make the change. Then, of course, you've got to have energy. So how do we increase the energy? How do we get your health to the absolute peak level possible so you'll follow through and do all this? The next day, the fifth day, we're going to come back to those emotions. And we're going to show you which emotions will strengthen you, which ones will weaken you, how do you change them in an instant so you know what really works. Then we go to money. And by the way, money should come down further on the list, because if you got all the money in the world but you're not healthy, if you got all the money in the world and you're unhappy, if you got all the money in the world and your relationship feels terrible, you're not a happy camper. But if you got the energy and if you got the emotion, you got the relationship, then why not have the money too? Why not have the freedom to do what you want, when you want, where you want, with a system that really works? And then finally, the seventh day, or the tenth, depending on how you do it, is the power of why. Finding the sustainable purpose for your life. I mean, there are going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there are going to be problems. Those things don't go away. You just get better quality problems, that's all. I mean, a lot of people in life think they're going to be happy someday. They're going to have this extraordinary life when they have no problems. Well, if you had no problems, you'd probably be dead. Problems are a sign of life. What you want to do is use them to make yourself more. This is not a program that's going to eliminate all problems. It'll help you get rid of your current list so you can create a better list that makes you grow to the next level. That's what life is. So if problems don't go away, you better have a deeper purpose for your life, something that gives you juice. And if you're in a place and you feel like there's no meaning in your life, you may even want to jump to that last tape if you want to and listen to it. I'm fine with that. But you got to listen to that tape, if nothing else, the power of purpose. So how do you do it? Do the first week of personal power. Then what you do, you're going to do this week. And by the way, make sure you take advantage of that personal profile we offered you. It only takes 10 minutes online. You'll see the receipt in your box about how to do it. And after 10 minutes, you'll be blown away. You'll get a 30-page report that describes to you what kind of behaviors are natural for you under stress and how to deal with those, how it may create conflicts in your relationships or your business. It'll also show you what you value most at this stage in your life, what's most important to you. And that'll help you understand why sometimes maybe you take two steps forward and pull one step back and start to sabotage because you have some things that you value that are in conflict. So take advantage of that. I think you'll find it invaluable. It's the personal profile. And again, how to do it is in the notes at the front of your book.